Bristol Bay Borough has a problem. In the summer, its population of under 1,000 residents increases exponentially as processors, fishermen, and cannery workers travel to work in the fishery. That puts a lot of strain on the outdated sewer system, including how much wastewater the sewage lagoon can hold.
The end of May, we waited till as long as we could, then we discharged the Naknek lagoons.
That's Public Works Director Roylene Gottschalk speaking at a borough assembly meeting last month.
We were at nearly four times the capacity at some points. So it did put stress on the system.
A proposed fisheries business tax is aimed at fixing that problem. The borough assembly voted unanimously last month to put it on the ballot in the borough's upcoming election. The measure would place a 1.5% tax on processed fish. That would impact processors in King Salmon, Naknek, and South Naknek. Money collected by the tax would help pay for updates to the sewer system, which the borough estimates will cost a total of around $30 million. Greg Brelsford is the Bristol Bay Borough Manager.
We provide the infrastructure and the wastewater system for about 10 major fish processors here in the Bristol Bay Borough. And over the years, the industry has expanded up to the limits of the wastewater system.
Exactly how much revenue the tax would generate depends on how many fish return in a given summer. Based on the past several years, Brelsford estimates the tax would generate around $3.5 million a year. But the tax is controversial. Processors who spoke at the assembly meeting weren't happy about the strain it would put on them. John Lorenz works for Silver Bay Seafoods. He said while Silver Bay recognizes the need for improved facilities, they haven't had enough notice to review the issues surrounding the tax.
Because make no mistake, if you're going to tax the processors, you're taxing the fishermen. That's where it's going. It goes right downhill to the fish price.
Laura Zimmon, a commercial fisherman and borough resident, said the borough needed to have a backup plan to pay for the sewer if the fish didn't show up. She also echoed the belief that the tax would end up impacting fishermen.
To sit here and think otherwise would be like closing your eyes about it. It's going to happen. They're not going to take that tax and absorb it. It's going to come down into what we're paid at the end of the year for our fish.
Zimmon pointed out that fishermen already pay a 3% tax to the borough and a self-employment tax. Drift fishermen also pay a 1% tax to their regional trade association. And Zimmon said this new tax would stress the sector even more. The one thing everyone agreed on was that the sewer system needed to be fixed. According to Mayor Dan O'Hara, funding the updates is critical to the survival of the fishing industry.
The borough dock has got, if it breaks down, the fishermen are not going to be fishing. If that sewer fails, the fishermen are not going to be fishing. So this is the key right here to whether we make it or we don't make it.
As it stands now, the first 50,000 pounds of fish processed would be exempt from the tax. There's also a sunset clause that sets the tax to expire 6 years after it goes into effect. If voters pass the ordinance, it would apply to the next fishing season. That means that no revenue would come to the borough until 2021. The special election takes place November 5th. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.